Today's daf in Masechet Shkalim is daf Zion. We're holding on right on the bottom of daf Vav Amud Beit, and we're about to start a little bit of a tangential sugya, which of course, we'll relate to the dinim of Motarot that we've been talking about. But just to know what we're referring to, the din is that when a nazir completes his nazirut, he has to bring three korbanos. He brings a keves for an ola, a kivsa for a chatat, an ayil for a shlomi. Now, of course, he brings the sochim. Plus, there has to be, particularly for the El Nazir, 10 chalot and 10 rikikim, which are called the lachmot. It's lachmonos, lechem shonos. Okay, so now the din is that if somebody sets aside the motar, the nazir, he has extra money. Motar nazir said the Mishnah is linedava. So Rav Chista Amar, when do we say that it goes to a nedava? That's who she karva chatato besof. Aval I karvu shlamim besof, then motaran shlamim. Actually, it depends what the last thing was left over from. So it's if he's bringing his korban chatas at the end, so then the motar is what's left over from buying the chata. The din of motar chatas, as we saw in the Mishnah, is that it goes to nedava. But suppose his shlamim came out besof, so then that means that all the money that had been left aside for his shlamim, in which case it has a din of motar shlamim. But we said that motar shlamim goes to other shlamim that a person wants to buy. And of course, this would mean l'chara exactly the same thing. If it was his ola that was besof, then it would have a din of motar ola, which could also be used for korban ola. Omer Rebbe Zeira, not so. Afilu karvu shlamim basof, even if the last carbon to be brought was a shlamim, and that means the money left over, you would think was a carbon shlamim. In actuality, the motar remained exactly the same. It's halacha achat ibn nazir, it's a special halacha l'moshe misinai that applies to a nazir, that the motar of a nazir is by definition in the davar. So any money that he set aside, whether it's his chatas at the end or his shlamim or his ayla, goes to a nedava, which is says the Gemara Matnita Messiah Ladena Messiah Matnita Messiah Ladena, which is in the Bavli the Tanya the Messiah to each one. The Tanya Yidach and Tanya, what is that? So on one hand, the Matnita the Brighta that's Messiah La Rebbe Zeira, the Raya to Rebbe Zeira is the fact that it says Elu Hein Maotstumim, that this says over there that if a Nazir died and we find in his estate, in his effects, we find money that is set aside for his Naziris, but it doesn't say which part is for his chatas, which part is for his oila, or so on. So the din is that it all goes to the nedava for the oila's kayetz hamizbeah. So now the Braita says, okay, what does the Mishnah mean when it says ma'otz to mean? It means kol shedmei chataot metot mo'uravot. And it's talking about where he wasn't mevayer the money, which is for his chatas, which would be the chatos hamesos if the bialim died. And adds the Braita, afilu yifrish demei chata bitocha ma'otz to mime. And the truth is that even if he was mafrish, and all that was left was the Ola v'shlamim, and he didn't have any chatas, there would be ma'otz tumim in the same sense that it would be noful and adava. So in other words, it doesn't matter. It's all ma'otz tumim, which means that even if there's no motar chatas, it's all motar nazir. It must be like zira said. It's aloha l'vashim yisinai. Aloha achas ben aziras. On the other hand, we have a braita that is Tanya Ki'ida, namely, Matnita Messayel Rav Chista, who holds that the din is that the motar of each korban has its specific halacha, whichever one was left for last. In which case, here it says, if you say elu chatati, you set aside the mos for the chata, and then you say, and these mos, whatever left, is for the rest of my korbanos, meaning for his shlamim and for his eila. And then he dies. So the din is over there, demei chatat, it says has to be halak liyam amela, because that is mamish. It's not mixed with the other mos, and it's demei chatot hametot. And the rest of it, it says over there, yavi chetzio ola v'chetzio shlamim, and you're mo'alin b'chulan v'ein mo'alin b'mikzatah. So there's what the Bright is saying, that if you said b'ferish that these are for my ola v'shlamim, and you do. So demei chatas as a din of chatot hamet, because it's the same as the chatas that the owner died. Fine. But what about with the rest of the money? With the rest of the money you use for what they were. In other words, it's motar shlamim, say half of it you use for shlamim, and it's motar ola mixed together, say half of it you use for ola. And the din is that there's a din of the me'ila only if you also use the part that was an eila, because there's no din of me'ila on the shlamim because it's the moment of the bialim. You're only me'il on the actual eburim. Now, in that case, in any event, what you see from here is that the motzer of shlamim or eila goes for whatever it goes, which is exactly what he says. Lo amar make yiplu l'nidava, which is like Rav Chista said. Rav Chista amar, furthermore, the motzer of the lechem of the nazir, so let's say that he set aside the chalot Gdolot and the Rikikin. And now he has the money left over for the Lach Minot. So then the din is, your Kav, you have to let the Lechem rot away. Om Reb Yossi. What's the reason for this? V'yo. Nochi Navi Mistah. Why? Because what are you going to do? Lakrivo Bifnei Atzmo Einat Yechol. There's nothing to do with it. You can't bring Lechem by itself. Lakrivo in the Zivut Acheret. To use another Nazir's Korban, which is supposed to be Mata the Lechem. To use the El Nazir of another Nazir. Can't do that. Because he has to bring for his Nazir Lechem. So Ein Lecha Naziru Deba'a Belo Lechem. Therefore, we have no choice but to say, Lefum Ken Tzarek Meimar, that Mota Lachmo Shal Nazir Yurkav. Now, the Gemara thought, Svarim Meimar, the people learning there thought that that meant that it really doesn't make any difference whether we're talking about the Lechem, or we're talking about the Nesachim. It's the same Aloch. In other words, whatever, you cannot bring a Korban to be Matir, a Korban to bring it along with it, since another Nazir is always going to use his own, so that would be the same Aloch. Whether it's Yayin, whether it's Lechem, Omre, Biosi, Barabi Bon, not true. The Mota and the Nesachim are not the same as Lechem at all. They're meant for the Mizbeah. And since they're meant for the Mizbeah, the Kochi Kochi, and the Halacha is that Meiser of Kochi Kochi, like the Meiser of the Ayla and so on, it's Yibul and Adava. And that goes to Nidvas Tzibur, Masha Enkein, and that's the same thing as a Chattas, where the Meiser is Nadav. Now, when Rabbi Yosef bar Rabbi Bon says that all Kochi Kochi have that same din, that they're Nofel and Adava, points out the Gemara al Daiti, the Rabbi Yosef bar Rabbi Bon, according to his Svarim, that would mean that Shmuel, Aliba, the Rav Chista, the Motan Nechasi, and Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi Lozer, in other words, but it should say over here, Shmuel, Verafista, Rabbi Lozer, is the correct Yersa. Shloshtam Omru Dovar Echa, they all say the same thing. The Kachi Kachim in general are no from the Dovar. Where do we see? So Rabbi Chia should say Rafista, because we didn't have Rabbi Chia. So Rabbi Chista, the Amman, that's what we just said. He said, no, not true. The halacha is that Motar Netzachim is the Pluna Dovar, because the Kachi Kachim. Where do we find Shmuel saying that? Shmuel refers to Rabbi Yossi, who says that while I was in Bavel, I heard Rabbi Yehuda asking Shmuel, which had this, what would be the din if someone was mafresh his shekel and he died? And Shmuel said it should be Yipel and Adava, because since it remained separate, hasn't been added to the Shkolim, even though Besdin had already been taken off the Truma, doesn't matter. It should fall to Adava. Why? Because since you use Shkolim for buying Korbanos of Kachi Kachim, including Chatos, the same thing as Mosachat. Was Rabbi Elazar Omer that Mota Asirita Ifa, the third one who says the same thing, as he says that Mota Asirita Ifa, the halacha is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Yolichem Liyama Melach, but that's because he holds that we learn out from the Pesuk Chatati that a Kohen Gadol, the Asirita Ifa of the Chavitim is defined. But Rabbi Elazar said there, Yiblun and Adava. Why? Because it is a form of a mincha. He says it's referring to the any type of Kachi Kachim, whether it's Chavitim or whether it's Zichata. It always goes to Adava. So you see the Kachi Kachim falls to Adava just exactly the same way. It means that Rav Chista, not Rav Chia, but Rav Chista, Shmuel, and Rabbi Elazar agree. Halacha, hey, talk to Eilek HaMish. Motar Shavuyim L'Shavuyim. If the Beit Din sent around to collect in order to be Poda Shavuyim, and now it turned out that we need less money than we thought we needed, that's kept in a fund for future kidnap. But Motar for a particular Shavuy goes to that Shavuy. So if it was left over, so that means the people were giving it out to us, that individual. The same thing is true that Motar Aniyim, La'aniyim, if it's in general, a magbit for aniyim, so then it goes to aniyim, if these aniyim do not require it anymore, so you can put it aside in the fund for any aniyim that may come along in time. However, if money was collected for a particular individual as an ani, and there was left over, then that ani was zochet to that money. Now, the same thing is true about motar meitim. If you were gova for kvurat meitim, so to pay for the graves, or to pay for the tachrichin, these were, so that is that even if it's not needed now, it's kept in a fund for other meitim. But motar for particular mate are considered to be something that was collected for that family and their tzrochim, which included the burial of their father, whatever it was. So that goes to the yorshim, and therefore the mate, so to speak, is zocha, and it passes on to his yorshim. Rabbi Meir Omer, not true. Matara mate should be munach ad shivo elio, because he is not sure whether it makes sense. It's that the machlokas over here is whether a mate is assumed to be mochel his bizoyan for the benefit of his yorshim. In other words, even though we could invest this money in a better matzeva, let's say, for him, or have a having a matzeva. The mate, we assume, would prefer in the Olam HaEmes that his Yorshim get the money. Rabbi Meir says it's not necessarily so. What do we know? And therefore, you set it aside, and when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, we'll decide who gets. Rabbi Natan Omer, Mutar HaMate is used for the mate. We have three shita. Bonim lo nefesh ha'kibro. You have $1 million left over, you build a beautiful matzeva. Okay. Anyway, it says the Gemara. So it says in our Mishnah that if you have a general fund for Kvorat Metim, then it goes to all the Metim. But if it's for a particular individual, so then the mate, according to Tanakam, is Zochem, passes on to his Yorshim. What would be the din if Govul lo b'cheskat she'ino? How about if the entire Magbid was made on the assumption that this guy's a poor man? Then it turns out he had $1 million under his mattress, and he's been collecting for years, and everybody assuming he doesn't have any money. So what's the din? So Rabbi Yirmiyah saw our Meimar, so Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to say that in that case, it's the same as what the Mishnah says. Motar HaMeit is the Yorsha. Omar Le, Rabbi Idi Dechutra, Haga Etzbach, let me ask you that if, Lo Kivnan Elalei, if the over here, the Kavona was only to this particular mate, and it turns out he didn't need it, why in the world, if he didn't need it, wasn't it just a ta'ut? This is not similar to Motar, he didn't need anything. And if he didn't need anything, it should be returned to the people who gave it. To which Rabbi Yirmiyah says back to Rabbi Idi Dechutra, look, I didn't say it, how do you know it? Ani Lo Amaret, At Minalach. Now what that usually means, and this is the way that many actually do understand it, that's the Korbanator learns it this way, that since he was a Talmud, he was angry that he said that Svar on his own. Because if I didn't teach it to you, you shouldn't be, where'd you get this to be a Bechashta? Others Taina, that Rabbi Yirmiyah was saying, I didn't say it. I quoted it from a Breiter or something. I was Makabel. So where did you get it from? That's what it means. Ani Lo Amaret, on my own. At Minalach, so where do you know it from? So, and he was bringing a Mariah from the din that we're going to be talking about later, about Zil Amitato. Okay, in any event, it might also mean that, look, I was just saying a Svara. I don't know that you have a right to say Agatzmecha. That's pretty tight language, pretty tough language, Agatzmecha. You know, why don't you think a little bit about it before you talk, so to speak. Where do you have the right to be so certain that there's such a fundamental difference between collection to the extent that's not necessary, or collection that's mechlawa necessary? Okay, anyway, so we learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Natan holds that we use the money, use the third sheet, we use the money for the mate to build, if you have an extra $1 million, you build $1 million OL over him and install a fax machine and a whole business and bring kavod. So the Gemara brings a braita, Tani b'shem Rabbi Natan, Mota HaMeit, Yivnelo Nefet, build a Nefesh al Kivro, the word for Matseva used to be a Nefet, and if you can't figure out how to use enough money, Yaselo Zilo for Gabi Mitato. If you need to, use $1 million worth of perfume to spray over the meat of the mate. So anything that is done, Lichvodo, is considered to be valid usage for that money. Tony Beshem Rabbi Natan. Yeah, sorry. Tony, Ein Podim Shavui Beshavui. If you were Gova money for Ruven, you cannot use that money for Shimon, even if Shimon is someone who is very important to God of Israel, and you need to be paid to him, or he's in greater danger. You can't change the yi'ud of the gvir. Ein govim talit b'talit. You're not allowed, if you were gova for a particular tzorach, say you want to buy a guy tcheles, let's say, and you want to buy another talit, you can't change it. Ein memachin b'yad parnasim l'kach. If the gizmo goes ahead and changes a tzedakah to something that he feels is important, you can't be mocha in the gizmo. Because a gizmo is different. A gizmo, people give money al dat that the gizmo knows what he's doing, and they rely on him. And therefore, if he wants to give the money for something else, so they accept that lechatchila it was given conditionally on his side. Tani Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer in Osim Nefashot Tzadikim. All of this is for normal people. We don't waste money on tzadikim to go ahead and to put up a big fancy ohel. Because a tzadik, what does he need? Everybody knows. Divrayhem are the zichronim. Everybody remembers. This is the guy who said over such and such halach. I need to have a fancy kever on Rashi's kever. I need to have that insane kever on the Rambam's kever. This is the Rambam. Is there something more greater that could be impressive than that? Anything that you do, Adaraba, is Mamayat. Anyway, so once the Gemara brings now this Maimer of Shimon Gamliel, so now we're already going off a little bit of tangential, but a nice story of the same Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan wanted very much that he should be remembered in that way. So Rabbi Yochanan, he would say, oh, he was walking along leaning now on Rabbi Barava and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar saw him coming and he hid. He didn't want Rabbi Yochanan to see him. The Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, noticed, said, that no good Babylonian, no rotten guy, did me two things. Unbelievable. First of all, Chada, the Lo Shal B'Shalmei. First of all, he goes and hides. He doesn't want to say Shalom Aleichem. It's really very nice. He doesn't want to ask the Chvedi. And then it's even worse because in order not to say Shalom Aleichem, he goes and hides. And it shouldn't be that he's making a statement as if I'm not going to notice. Said Rabbi Yaakov, I read it, Rabbi Yochanan. He wanted Rabbi Yochanan not to be angry at Rabbi Elazar. When Rabbi Yochanan got angry at people, terrible things used to happen to them. So he said to him, Adarabba, just the opposite. He is only doing this for your cup. Because Kach Naiking Gabon, the minute by Bavel is that a person who doesn't think he's great enough won't say Shalom Aleichem to a great person. The Ze'ira lo shal b'shalom Adarabba. They won't go and open up to say Shalom Aleichem. The Inun, Nagunu Mekaimim, Ra'uni Na'arim V'nechbo, V'yeshishim Kamu Amadu. They took Eo's word that the youngsters would see me walking by and they would go, hi. And the elders that saw me coming by would stand up. So that's the way they saw you coming. He didn't want to ask for Shalom, insult you. Amarlei, so Rabbi Yaakov Bar Iri asked Rabbi Yochanan in order that he should be not mocked. Ma'olam Bevet Kamedei Adura Tzalmi. Is it mutter to walk in front of a tzelem that was called in their place? It was called the Adura. Amarlei, ma atalig leyikar. Well, what's your problem? You wanna give it covet? What's the pshat? So in not passing in front of it, you are showing as if it has chashivut to you. It should be like passing over a piece of garbage in the street. Adarabba, walk in front of it and let it drop dead. Avor kamoi v'samayenoi. Go show how little it means to you. Omarlei said, Riyakob, you see? Oh, if that's the pshat, so then yavetur b'lezer avigdolavar kamach. He did the right thing, because if you're telling me that passing in front of a thing makes it appear as if it's worthless to you. Now, Rabbi Yochanan added that the other thing that he did was, the reason I'm angry at him, this is that, now I'm talking to you about what he did now. You don't understand. I've got a long cheshbon with this guy. That's why he's hiding, and that's why he's not saying hello. That no good bavli did to me. He said over things, that he heard from me. And I heard him say over that he said it over other people, and he didn't give me the credit. Rabbi Ami came, because everybody heard that he said to Rabbi Elazar. This would have meant the death of Rabbi Elazar. So they said, Rebbe, wasn't there a maise? Kacha yam maase bebet haknesset shel tarsi. Benagash yesh b'rosho gustra. The famous maise where there was the neger, and that was that little piece that you use to keep a door. You put this thing into the hole, through the hole of the door at the bottom, into a hole in the ground to keep it open. And it had on it a little ball on top. And the question over there is whether it had a shame of a kli, the gabi mota. And nechlekur b'liyazit Rabbi Yossi, if you're allowed to take it and use it to close the door on Shabbat. Rabbi Yossi held it was mutter because it has a shame kli. And they got into this machlokas to such an extent that they ended up bringing rayas one on another, that they were pulling each one to show his raya until the Sefer Torah got torn b'chamatan. Each one wanted to bring a raya, they pulled it in this way. They ended up destroying the Sefer Torah. Destroying the Sefer Torah? Korus al-baita. No, chas v'shom. Nikra Sefer Torah. I mean, they tore on purpose, but the Sefer Torah tore. Now, v'hoyasham zaken echad, whose name was Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, when he saw that the Sefer Torah was torn, he said, I would be shocked if one day they don't put up an Avodah Zorah in this Beit HaKnesset. If this is the way that you were with such mechalal at the Sefer Torah, that it says, Kol HaKayes, Kilo Avod Avodah Zorah. Apparently, this place is meant to be a church. So they said this over to Rabbi Yochanan in order to make him think about the power of anger, and that in doing this, he's similar to being Avod Avodah Zorah, but they obviously didn't want to say it over. They just told him this story. Chazar v'amran. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Ravasi, what? What's the connection? What, you're turning a Talmud of mine into a friend? Well, what's wrong with you? This is talking about between two friends. One is angry like that, so then he's right. But this Rabbi Elazar, no good thing, is a Talmud, and I'm supposed to be angry at him, and he deserves to be angry at him. This was getting out of hand. And now Rabbi Yaakov Baridi comes in to try to make him realize that's what they have to. He says to Rabbi Yochanan, it says in Yoshua, Sefer Yoshua, it says, Kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe avdo, ken tziva Moshe et Yoshua, v'chein asa Yoshua, lo esir davar mikol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. And I ask, do you think that means that every word that came out of Yoshua's mouth, he used to say, kol dibur v'dibur shei Yoshua, Yosheva doresh hayomer, and kach amar Moshe? Of course not. Yoshua was Yosheva doresh. And everybody knew that every word that came out of his mouth, akol yodim shekol ha-torah shel Moshe, obviously. Afata, you, Rabbi Yochanan, Elazar, is your Talmud. He's Yoshev Adorishev, but he has to say Honor Rabbi. He doesn't have to say. If he would say that a particular thing is from Rabbi Yochanan, so people would think, oh, so this is from his Rebbe, but everything else is his own. So Bedavki doesn't say. So obviously he doesn't have to say. Rabbi Yochanan turns to Rabbi and Rabbi Asi. Oh, that's a word. Here's somebody who figured out how to cool me down. You guys just got me more angry. Anyway, so how does this connect to our whole story? As the Gemara says, why in the world would Rabbi Yochanan get out of hand like that? Rabbi Yochanan, my cooling eye. It's so important to him that somebody should say over is something in his name, and if he wouldn't, what would be so terrible? Because Av David Bikesh Alea Rachamim Shenema Dove Amela is Mavakesh Agura Bohalecha Olamim Echeseb Seter Kenafecha Sel. So what does that mean? David thought that he would be what he believed in this. David Melchi saw Chai Vekayam. I mean, what was he crazy? Vechialtal Da'ato Shel David Sheech Chai Vekayam Lolamim. So what does he mean? I will live in your tents, Liolamim. I should be zeicher that people should be saying over my thing in Bate Knesset and Bate Medrash after I die, and that way it will be the equivalent of my sitting in the Beis Hamedrash and still learning. So Sif Sotav Dovavot Bekever, as we'll see in the Gemara. Shimon ben Azira b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kol Talmid Chacham Shomrim Dvar Halacha Mipiv B'Olam Hazeh Sif Totav Rochashot Imo Bekever Shenemar V'Chikeh Chiyayin Atov Dovev Siftei Shenin. What's that? Dovev, make the lips of the sleeping, make them move. Makom Rishal Anavim Zeh. We have a lot of Anavim that they're left there to heat, to break down, to start dripping wine. Even Sheminiach Adam Etzba'ol Avmiyad Dovev. The moment that you touch it, the slightest touch makes it shake and it starts to drip wine. Av Siftoteyem Shel Tzadikim Kivan Shomrim Dvar Halacha Mipiyam Shel Tzadikim Siftoteyem Rachashotim Ayem Bekever. It's as if they continue to drip wine in after their death. Ask the Gemara, so what? What's the big deal? Mahana Allah. In other words, what? How does this register that it somehow, I mean, wine, does wine register over here to be a marshal for what it is that the Nifter had? So Barnazira Amar Kadein Deshati Konditon. It's the same type of Hana of an individual who drinks Konditon. Konditon is wine mixed with Dvash. In other words, it's not simply, and the way the Carbonator learns that this is a metaphor, or it's not enough Stam to have the abstract my morning, but there's actual dvash, meaning of his meisim. The same way you have additional things, if the yain that a person spoke of, shiomer halacha mishmo, is dafke if he also had maasim tovi. Right, so it's taking a lot on a remes to konditon. Reb Yitzchak Amar kahalin deshati chamar atik. It's the same type of pleasure that you have when you drink wine that is old. And afagav deshati leitaima kefuma. Even if you already stopped drinking, but that the leftover taste has nothing, it's not the same as drinking the wine, right? But there's that sense of the chashivas of the taste, which goes beyond the simple physicality of the drink of the wine. That's the point. So in other words, if the konditon is a remez to, it's not just the wine, it's the implications of the sweetness of the wine, then this would mean it's not just the wine, it's the abstraction of the taste of the wine. And that's something that is shayach beyond the physical. Rav Gidol Omer, Omer Shmua b'shem Omra, Yireh Bal Shmua kilo omed l'negdos. Amazing Gemara. If somebody is saying something over in somebody's name, he should be, in his mind, he should be seeing that individual as he speaks his words. And that way, he actually provides for the best. The Pasuk says, Ach betzelem yitala ish. A person who walks along in life, he walks along with that selem, with the form that he had in life, still within the world. And therefore, when you're saying over a thing, you're standing in front of that person. Ksiv says in Mishlei that Rav Adam Nikra Ish Chasdo V'Ish Emunim Mi Yimtza. So we darshan the pasuk like this. And we obviously bring this because this Rasha darshans the pasuk as having to do with this idea of quoting someone. So we darshan like this. Rav Adam Nikra Ish Chasid. It's a shar kol Adam. There's most people are machriz as if it's their own. You know, I'm saying over a vort. This is my own brilliant vort. That's normal people. They don't want to say where they learned something from. So they want to take credit for themselves. Everybody should think he is the ish that has that chesed. It's chasdo. Aye, where do you find a guy who's honest? Ish emunah. Somebody who's faithful will say over something in the person's name. This is Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira was an ish emunim. He wouldn't say over anything if he didn't say clearly who it was from. Because Rabbi Zeira said, the Amar Rabbi Zeira, Leitnan tzrichin chashash mishmait the Rabbi Shesh. You should know that a person like Rav Sheshes, you cannot really be absolutely certain of. Why? Because in not being able to imagine the fullness of the individual that he's quoting, he's not reliable to quote. So that means that he, Rabbi Zeira, had the sense of how much the presence of the person has to be there with you, and there was no tselem to Rav Sheshes in his imagination. Another raya is that Amale Rabbi Zeira the Ravas, did you see Chakim Rabbi Labar Pataya that Amar Shmai Vatam Mishmei? Did Rabbi see Bar Pataya that said over this? Did you see him that you should be able to quote him? In other words, Rabbi Zeira was mocked that you don't quote somebody unless you actually know him. So maybe the guy that said to something over from this Bar Pataya to Rav Asi is not someone that could quote. Amale said Rabbi Asi, I say it over from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Rabbi Mishmei, and I trust Rabbi Yochanan. Amale, Rabbi Zeira, Rav Asi, Chakim Rabbi Larab, tell me, did you see Rab that you think you could say over things in Rav's name? That Omar Shmait the Mishmei? Maybe the person who says it over to you is not reliable. Omar Lay answered Rav Asi, things that I say over from Rav is from Ravidi Barava, the Omar Mishmei. That's Ravada Barava. Ravada Barava says it over. Ravada Barava is completely reliable. He's medaking, and it's as if I actually saw Rav. But meanwhile, you see all of these things that the Ish Emunah, the person that you can trust, is Rabbi Zeira, would not even say something or accept something that wasn't absolutely seriously a vision of the other individual. Now, once the Gemara brings the Agura Bo'alecha Olamim, so already we want to go through the Braita, which is the way that David HaMelech viewed Torah, that says Agura Bo'alecha. Ein dor she'ein bo leitzanim kedor shel David. You know, there's no door, actually, I mean, it's Hashra elsewhere, the correct is, there's no door that had that level of leitzanim, the way they used to make fun of him. Mahayu protzei ador osim, what did they used to do for David? Yochine tzel chalonotav shel David. They used to sit under his window, and they would sing, David, David, imatai yibaneh beit amigdash, imatai beit Hashem nelech. They knew that the Navi had said that in your days, we're not going to be able to build a beit amigdash, it's going to be your son, because you're the Yishdomi. David had lots of enemies who would have been very happy for him to drop dead. So they used to sing under his windows. Ah, what a shame, it would be so nice to have a beit amigdash. There's only one jerk that keeps us from a beit amigdash. Very, very nice. But David Omer, David used to say, Alpha Pisha mitkavin achisim. Even though I know that they were saying it just to make me feel bad. But Yavolai, I should drop dead. Im lo ayiti sameach b'divrei, I was so happy to hear people saying. And that's why I say samachti b'omrim. I was so happy to hear that people should even say Beit Hashem Nelech. Even though I know that they say it to make me feel bad. But it's so important to me that people should desire the Beit HaMikdash. I was happy to hear it. But yeah, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, Vayaki im lo'u yamecha v'shachavtat avotka. Only when you live your full life, im lo'u yamecha, only then will your son come to build the bayit. Why does it use that lashon yimlu yamecha? Why doesn't it just say vaya kitish kavim avotech? So Amar Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, I only count yamim shleimim ani monelach, lo yamim chaserim. Even through your arichat yamim, I understand that the Beit HaMikdash can't be built. To me, I don't want to miss 1 minute of your amazing life. Because what's he going to do, your son? Big deal. So he'll build the Beit HaMikdash. What are you going to build the Beit HaMikdash for? What? To have some korbanot zibur? Believe me, chaviva light tzedakah u'mishpat shata oseh yoter min ha'korban. Shemar aso tzedakah u'mishpat nifchar la'Hashem mizevach. Having a person like you around in the world is worth more to me than this business of building a Beis HaMikdash. I could do without that, and I'd rather have you. And actually, that's in the Bavli. I'd rather have 1 day of you sitting in Bingay Skotera, that's the Agura Olamim, than all of the Elef Erlois that Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring. Hadron Allah mitzarfim shkalim. Now, continues the Mishnah. Bishlosha prakim bishanat tormim et alishka. We already saw the remez from Sefer Nehemiah, Ezra Nehemiah, to the din of Shalosh prakim, which was Shlishi Tashaka, like the Darshan. And there's three times a year that we do the Trumat alishka. And of course, the Trumat alishka is after we've already collected the shkal, and three times a year, you go in and you take out, as we'll see, it's a whole big deal, that you go into the lishka and you take out the buckets for shkal. And the rest is the remnants of the shiari. And we take these into the shalosh kupais each time. And when is that? As we saw earlier, it's 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Hatzeret, before Shavuos, and 15 days before the Chag. And these days were times where the other regalim were coming up. And as we said, we wanted to appear some of the dover that they should see how seriously we take their donations for the Beis HaMikdash. And these three prokim are also the three granot of Maaser Beima, where the Chachamim were koveya 3 times a year to take a look at the the animals in your field if you have old meiser to take meiser. That's, we use the word goren, obviously, as a borrowed term, because goren is used as for grain. But since for maaser dagan, we have a concept of not eating the dagan until, once you have a goren, until you take off the meiser. So the Chachomim said the same thing should be done in meiser behema, even though there's no chiyuv dafka, I mean, to eat only after you take off meiser. But nonetheless, for Chachomim Rekovei, on these three times of the year, in Rabbanan, you shouldn't eat without taking off your meiser. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Benazi Omer, meiser behema is a different time. Meiser behema is not the same granot that were koveya for the prokim of the Trumas HaShkalim, but rather it was the 29th day of Adar, the first day of Sivan, the 29th day of Av. We'll see about this in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, meiser behema is be'echad be'nisan, be'echad be'sivan, be'esrim v'tisha be'elul. Ve'lama amru ve'esrim v'tisha ve'elul, ve'lo amru be'echad be'tishrei. I mean, it's a little funny time. I mean, Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Tishrei. I mean, what's already you're being kaveya zman? Doesn't make sense that that should be the zman. Very simple. I mean, you want to give people a deadline, which is a time, a day that they can do something about. And on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take off Meiser. Because the way that they took off the Meiser, even though it wasn't being mati or anything really, is they would use secret, they would use a red paint, and they would paint the 10th one that would come out with secret to be koveyed as Meiser. Because of that, lefichach ikdimohu be'esrim v'tisha be'elul, therefore we made it better on the 29th of Elul.